Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:44, 16 till 7. Cullen Steele manning master control doesn't turn my microphone off, and you might have heard me singing a little bit of the James Gang. And as Commissioner Mike Strain joins us, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, I'm glad I wasn't telling one of those farmer daughter jokes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. You got to watch those open mics. I've seen some things or heard some things said on open mics that would shock you.
Those will get you. That's the kind of things that could get you fired. Not with a bang, but with a whimper, right? An unguarded moment.
Yes.
Anyway, let's talk about the election and a clear mandate, popular vote, and Electoral College. Let's talk about, first of all, with what happens between now and January, whatever the inauguration date is. I think it's 6th, is it? Whenever it is.
Well, right now, and actually, the Trump team started early on recruiting people to go to work in the administration. So that is ongoing, and it starts off, you know, with the phone calls, then it'll go through the vetting process. There's a lot of jobs to fill, you know, literally thousands and thousands. Where, you know, in my particular area, it's at the USDA. And so looking at who would be the secretary of the USDA, the undersecretary, and then the deputy undersecretaries of all the various departments and agencies. And then it goes all the way down to the head of the Farm Services Agency and the National Resource Conservation Service here in Louisiana. So with a new president, all of those positions, they terminate. And they have to be filled, and then it really starts a race to get them filled because you've got to get them through the confirmation process. Sometimes that can take months, and we don't have months to play around. We've got to get to work. There's a lot of things. We don't have a farm bill, and the odds of that getting passed right now are marginal. And the farm bill has expired. Some of the things will continue, but at the end of our calendar year, most of everything in the farm bill, except, of course, the crop insurance and the food and nutrition program, most of the other programs cease to exist. So I think they will probably do an extension, but they've had 2 years to vote a farm bill, and they need to get to work immediately and move that farm bill forward. And also, there's going to be a reexamination of trade treaties. You know, probably a holistic look at everything that we are doing across the world. As you saw, the markets reacted very positively. The markets like certainty. But we're going to be very busy, you know, moving in foreign markets, trying to increase our exports and get the value of our commodities back up where they need to be, especially if you look at corn prices and soybean prices. Even though there's great worldwide demand, the value that the farmer is getting is less than their production cost. So we've got to fix that.
How much of a concern are reverse tariffs on tariffs that are put on products that are imported if those countries to whom we export products put tariffs on those?
Well, there is a concern about that. However, most foreign countries hit us with tariffs far higher than anything we ever do.
Okay.
That's been an ongoing problem. the tariffs and the non what we call it, some of the trade irritants or these rules they put on us to protect the foreign markets that has nothing to do with what is in the crop. And so, in other words, you're supposed to have these rules to protect if you don't want specific genetics there, if you don't want specific diseases there, there are those. But then some foreign countries put up very difficult roadblocks just to protect their markets. At the same time, they won't have full access to our market. And so one of the things, if you look at it, China was really bad about that, as well as some other countries. And in the first Trump administration, that was a big deal. But at the end of the day, he leveled the playing field, and that was a big deal. The USMCA, United States-Canada-Mexico agreement, it was just totally out of kilter. I give you, for instance, you're a wheat farmer, and you're on the border between U.S. and Canada. Canadian wheat would come into the United States and be sold just like any other wheat product. American wheat crossing the line the other way could only be sold for animal food, not for human consumption. Mm. Clear violation. And same way things were done with milk, where they could sell their milk here and we couldn't sell our milk there, and wine and that sort of thing. And we straightened that up the same way with Mexico. Our biggest trading partners are Canada, Mexico, and China, and they rotate. You know, often Canada can often be our largest trading partner, second to Mexico. And then it just depends on what's going on in China. China, things are difficult there because their debt is so great. They have national debt, which you see, but they also have municipal debt that is equal to or greater than national debt, and it's really inhibited their ability to grow and feed their people. And now the Chinese government has decided they want to go on a new direction of manufacturing everything, so getting natural resources from around the world, manufacturing everything, and then sending it back out. So we have to watch that they don't start dumping commodities in order to balance their books, and that's a big deal.
I don't think that's right. I'm kidding you. You've forgotten about it. You've forgotten more about it than I'll ever know. I'm just pulling your leg. Hey, when we come back, we can take a break. I want to talk about tariffing the hell out of foreign seafood. Put a 800% tariff on it or something like that. Could that be done where we don't have to worry about it anymore? We don't have to worry about labeling or anything else, that possibility, and we'll talk about more with Mike Strain. Any questions, comments, just about, you know, average agriculture stuff, you can text him in at 504-260-1870. He'll be glad to answer them. He's also a gifted veterinarian, a very beloved veterinarian. Mike, I got to ask you, how's Hootie?
Man, Hootie is having a hooterific day. Every day is a Hootie day. Hootie's right here licking me, you know, making sure that I'm doing my job talking to you. Hootie might talk to you. You never know about Hootie.
I hope so.
Real rambunctious.
Hootie's the new member of the Strain family, a little basset hound puppy, and we always like to check in on Hootie, see how she's doing, right?
Absolutely. She helps me get dressed in the morning. I have to chase her down to get my shoes.
Oh, goodness.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, yeah, when I reach for my shoes, they're gone.
651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 657, 3 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Strain. That's who we talk to at this time of day every week, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, gifted veterinarian as well. Mike, when it comes to tariffs on foreign seafood, is it possible to put like a 2,000% tariff on foreign seafood, and then there would be no mislabeling, no this, no that, or is that just not going to work?
Well, what you have to look at tariffs, you have to look at what trade treaties currently exist between the different countries. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, if you put high tariffs as a market barrier, then there will be retaliation under all the different trade treaties. And then if you violate the current trade treaties, that sets up another situation where you go to an arbitration and you could end it, it's a mess. And only the Congress can do that. Now, they can put tariffs on to level the playing field. For instance, if you have, like in India, where you have these massive shrimp farms and they start dumping shrimp at a price lower than our production cost, and you can level that up. But that's up to the United States Congress, and they have to do that. Now, here in the state, what we are doing is that the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, through the Shrimp Task Force, and the Office of the Lieutenant Governor, through the Seafood Research and Promotion Board, with a directive from the legislature, they are going to send us dollars, and we are signing those contracts now, where we're going to be testing imported seafood for adulterants, in other words, antibiotics and other things, reporting that back to the boards and then hence back to health and hospitals. So that is going to start probably, we hope, within the month. We've had meetings on that. The lab's gearing up. So we'll be testing. And then also the labeling laws will go into effect on January the 20th when the rules go into effect. So we're going to be taking a bigger section of seafood regulation. And then health and hospitals, which regulates the retail side on country of origin, we'll see. You know, we have a good relationship with health and hospitals, but some of that may be shifting over to us. So our office of weights and measures and our testing, we're going to get more involved. And again, the main thing is that we're going to be looking at labeling, just like we did the labeling laws on, you know, on rice and other commodities. We're going to be looking at labeling on seafood as well as.
Mike. We're out of time. You know what you can do as a consumer? Buy Louisiana. We'll be back.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.